Today we've got a challenging message to you, especially to the mothers, as we're looking at this Mother's Day. And I want to bring to you a message entitled, Jesus' Answer to a Struggling Mother. This passage is found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus didn't answer her a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, saying, send her away, for she keeps crying after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Help me, Lord, she said. He replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said, O woman, great is your faith. Your request has been granted. And her daughter was healed that very moment. We'll be back in a few seconds just to share with you this message entitled, Jesus' Answer to a Struggling Mother. There's a song that talks about those that seek after God, and this song is actually something that we can look to in our own lives, and especially to all the mothers who are going through struggles and trials. If we can touch the hem of his garment, or if we can just reach out by faith, we will find the grace of God. In the Bible day, she had been sick so very long. Well, she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, yeah. Then she cried, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh, yes. She spent her money here and there till she had no more to spare. The doctors, they did all they could, but their medicine did her no good. Oh, when she touched him, the Savior didn't see. Still he turned around and cried, someone has touched me. He said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, yeah. She cried all along, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. And oh yeah. So she cried, oh Lord, oh my Lord, oh Lord. Touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh yeah. Father, thank you again for blessing us to enter into this place that we might worship you. And Lord, even though there's some that may be viewing, we're yet entering into the presence of the Lord. So bless our ears to hear, bless our hearts to receive it, that we might indeed be encouraged through your word. We thank you for all of the many things that you've done, especially for keeping us in such a time as this. Bless us now in our time together, that it be time well spent. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me ask you a question. How many of you are struggling? We find in this passage that we've read that there was a woman who was struggling. Now, she was not an Israelite. And here it was that Jesus was in a strange area on the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And as Jesus journeyed through that area, a woman heard about him, and she had a situation involving her daughter who was demon-possessed. This woman had done everything she could to free her daughter, but to no avail. Everything seemed to just go wrong in her life. Her daughter was grievously vexed, as the scripture says, from this demon that had taken control of her life. Now, yours might not be that same situation. Yours may be something entirely different. But nevertheless, you find yourself struggling. Struggling over your finances, struggling over your health, struggling over other family matters that may be going on. As this woman came to Jesus, the first response from the disciples was, send her away. Just get rid of her, because she is really coming in and disrupting us, and we can't get what we want done because she's here all the time and she's going through the struggle, but we can't help her. Notice, please, that Jesus never told that woman no. He never said, I will not help you. And that encouraged her in her faith. But it wasn't just a simple process of, oh, just go and ask the Lord. He'll do it and it's done. There was something else that she needed to be able to arrive at, and that is the development of her faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, I want you to notice something. Listen very carefully. Anyone who has never gone through seasons of struggle, they don't really know how to pray effectively. It's generally in our times of struggle that we learn how to pray fervently and to focus our mind on God. And when you focus your mind on God, you're not necessarily looking at the problem. You're now turning your attention to the living God who is able to bring you through that and to help you. In this process of prayer, we learn to go from our struggle to a state of what I call steadfastness, where we are persistent in calling on God and asking God for an answer. And then from our steadfastness of pursuing God, the Lord gives us strength. He answers us back, or he either questions us or he challenges us so that we can gain strength from him. Notice this, your strength does not come from your own ability. Your strength comes from God. And then lastly, when we have exerted our strength and found our strength from God, that's when the Lord comes through and he satisfies us with his answer. So let's take a look at this woman. Let's see how she went through this process. She was a Canaanite, which meant she did not automatically have access to the blessings of the Lord and certainly to none of the customs of Israel. So as they came through this area of Tyre and Sidon, the disciples, they were dismayed that this woman kept following them, kept calling on them. And notice from the scripture, the Bible said that Jesus didn't even answer her a word. He didn't send her away, but he didn't answer. There are times in your life where God may not give you an automatic answer. There are times in your life where God's answer might be wait. But did you not know that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they will run and not be weary. The Lord didn't answer her at first, but that didn't mean the Lord would not answer her at all. So she went into the state of steadfastness. The Bible said that she kept going to the disciples since Jesus wouldn't answer her. And then the disciples came back to Jesus and they said, Lord, send her away. Send her away. We can't help her. We don't want to help her. Send her away. But notice, Jesus didn't say no. He didn't answer her, but he didn't say no either. The Bible says that Jesus turned to her and said, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel, which meant that was his mission. He was to go and to seek the Israelites and bring them to faith, and then from that, the gospel would spread throughout the world. But it first began with the Jew, because Jesus was of the Jews, and he was sent to the house of Israel at first. But then notice, this woman did not give up, because the Lord had finally said something, had responded to her. Rather than her feeling rejected, that woman turned in faith and said, Lord, help me. Now that I've got your attention, now that you're looking at me, now that you notice me, now that you're responding, Lord, help me. Is that our prayer today? Or do we simply ask God, well, just give me strength and I'll do it? That's not the way it works. We can do nothing without God. We can do nothing without His grace and power. We've got to move from the struggle. We've got to get our mind beyond what we're going through. Even though the problem may be bad, we're not discrediting that. We're not discounting that. We're not saying that the issue that you're facing is not a terrible one. But what we're saying is God has the answer. And if you would exert that strength in calling upon Him, if you would exert that energy and say, Lord, I need your help. This brings us to a passage that we find in Matthew 11, 28 and 29. If we're going to be able to find our strength through our time of struggle, we've got to be steadfast. But notice, Jesus gives us an invitation. And believe it or not, He was giving this woman an invitation. It says in Matthew 28 in verse 29, Matthew 11, 28, 29, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. And notice, you'll find rest unto your soul. A lot of us, we are looking at outcomes. If we ask for something, we want it to be that way. We want it to come immediately, and we want it to come in the form of what we're asking. That may not be the process that God sends us through. Sometimes He may give us a totally different answer, but I can guarantee you today, God will answer you. God will respond to your cry if you would come to Him. Notice He didn't say, bring your problem. He wants you to bring Him. He already knows about your problem. As a matter of fact, He designed that problem in your life so that it would come. Now, please notice something. People say, well, God sent this. No, God allowed it. God allowed these things to happen so that we could learn He is the one that is in control and not us. And we lean upon Him and not to our own understanding. Jesus says, come to me. Now, notice when Jesus responded to that woman in her struggle, He said, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And rather than the woman hearing only Israel, she heard He was sent. She heard, Lord, you're the one. She believed that Jesus was the one. What she wanted to know as she approached the disciples and as she approached Jesus, do you have the power? So when Jesus responded, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of Israel, He was saying, yeah, I've got what you're looking for, but there's a certain group that need it before you. So that woman said, Lord, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I want to ask you one thing, and that is, will you help me? In your struggle to find an answer, you've got to make sure you're calling on the right one. Now, I'm not discounting the disciples. I'm not saying that they were callous and unconcerned. In their culture, that's just the way it was. For a Gentile to approach a Jew, not only was it something that their cultures didn't agree, but the Jewish people felt that they were called of God and they were special in the eyes of God, and truly they were. But that's not when God didn't close the door on Gentiles. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Anyone who claims the name of God, anyone who claims that he loves Jesus, the Lord will save them and will bring them deliverance in their lives. But notice, the woman wasn't just steadfast. She kept listening to the words of Jesus. So when she responded, when she said to him, Lord, help me, then Jesus said, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, some of you that grew up in the country, you can relate to that. You know that we would have these dogs that you're around the house, and you would take the leftover bread and you would just throw it out to them, and that's how they got their food. Well, Jesus was really referencing the fact that if I take the bread off the children's table and I give it to you, they're not going to have bread. And rather than the woman taking that as an insult, here he is, he's calling me a dog, and he's wanting to throw bread at me. She looked at it as an opportunity, because in the language, in the wording that Jesus used in that passage, he wanted that woman to know that, yes, the bread is available. Yes, the bread is there. And a lot of us, we get into our emotions, into our feelings about seeking after God. When God doesn't respond the way that we want Him to, we say, we throw up our hands and we give up. If you give up on God, who are you going to go to? Who will you turn to? She kept calling. She kept believing. And when Jesus responded that way, that woman got strength from what he said because she believed that the Lord was talking to her. Here it was that now she's recognizing not only the fact that the Lord, I'm in his presence, and he's going to pay attention to what I'm saying, but she said, now, Lord, I know now that you've got the power. So I can go from my steadfastness to your strength. You said that you have it available, and you said that it's not right, but you didn't say it was impossible, and you still didn't answer me with a no. So the woman kept on seeking. She kept on believing that Christ would give her this miracle for her daughter. There are many times that people get offended with God and what the Lord will say to them, especially when God tells us no. When we enter into areas of sin and the Lord rebukes us, he chastises us. We don't want that to happen. The Bible says in John chapter 6, Jesus said some things that people got offended at what he was saying, and many of them stopped following him because of what he said. And then Jesus turned to his disciples in verse 65 through 67, and he said to them, will you also go away? And they answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? When you know that your answer is in Jesus, you can't find anybody that can do you like the Lord. You can't find anybody who will pick you up and turn you around like the Lord. You can't find anybody who knows what you need and knows how to bless you but the Lord. So you've got to keep on seeking, keep on calling, keep on believing, because the Lord will answer by and by. He will provide. I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging for bread. That woman came to him, and the first thing she recognized in prayer is that you've got to enter into the presence of the Lord. But then before you get your answer and just leave the presence of God, you've got to recognize that he has the power. He has both the authority and the ability to work in your life. And God just doesn't want to throw us out bread. He wants to provide for us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. And the woman kept talking. The woman kept exercising her faith and her belief. She remembered that she had a daughter back home that needed God. She had a daughter back home. And when Jesus said those words, the woman said, Lord, what you said is true. It's not right to take the bread off the table and throw it to the children, to throw it to the dogs. But then she said, Lord, here's what happens. When the children are eating, they drop crumbs from the table. Now here's where her faith came in. She recognized that even a crumb that fell off the table, that was enough to heal her daughter. The second thing that she recognized that not everybody in Israel wanted the Lord, and therefore there was going to be some leftover bread anyway. So the woman said, don't give me what everybody else is having. Just give me a crumb. Just give me a little bit of your blessing. Any way you bless me, Lord, is all right with me. That woman had faith in God. So here she is. Now she's standing before him. And as we said, she had to go through this process. She had to first know that she had to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in her faith, knowing that the Lord was going to do this work. And the Bible commands us to do the same thing. In times like these, you mothers out there, in times like these, we know that a lot of you don't have any other supporter in the home except you. You've got to be mother, father, sister, brother, everything else for your children. But don't give up. Don't dismay. Know that the Lord is with you. This mother recognized that Jesus had the answer, so she was steadfast. But then she got her strength. Rather than rejecting what he was saying, she got her strength through his words. She was feeding on every word that he said. And when she found an opening, that's when she exercised her faith. The Lord said, it's not proper to take the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. And the woman said, Lord, you are right. And I'm not asking you to do that. Just give me a crumb that falls off the table. Just give me one of those crumbs, and that'll be enough to satisfy my need. But notice this, the strength of God always satisfies the yearning of your heart. Matthew 11, 28, it again says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. That's to be satisfied. One of the major problems in this country is not just the coronavirus, but it's the unrest that people have in their soul. You give them something and they're never satisfied. We've gotten so ungrateful for everything. But ladies and gentlemen, don't you realize that every morning that the Lord allows you to get up, you ought to be grateful. And you ought to say, this is another day that the Lord has made. That woman was now waiting on a response from Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, you and I, when we're in the perils of life, when we're in those storms of life, and the Lord has spoken to our heart, we can wait on him to respond. When we've made our request and we've presented our petition and we've confirmed our relationship with him, that we know him as our only Lord and Savior. We're not dependent on bank account. We're not dependent on personality. We're not depending on anything else but God. In other words, if God doesn't do it, it can't be done. When that woman turned to Jesus, eyes fixed on him, she waited for him to respond. And then the Lord spoke in her life, and he said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. In other words, your faith is knowing that I was going to do this. Your faith has been confirmed. Go home and you'll find your daughter healed. And the Bible said that as she left, she found her daughter made whole from that very moment. What is it that you want God to do in your life? Are you one of those people who are going through the struggle and you're more accustomed to saying the struggle is real? I know that. You don't have to write me about that. I know the struggle is real, but is God real? Is the Lord powerful in your life? What's more powerful, your problem or your God? God brought you to that place so that you could exercise your faith in him. Again, I give you the invitation that Jesus gave. Come to me, all who labor, not just Gentiles, not just Jews, but all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In that verse, you can find a place for you to come to him and a place for you to rely on him and to know that he's got the answer. So what will you do? Will you be steadfast? Will you keep searching? Will you keep responding to God? Or will you give up? This is not the time to give up. Now's the time to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Now's the time to know that he's the healer of your soul. Now's the time to recognize that he is Lord and worship him. Well, he may not come when you want him to. He may not do everything the way that you want him to do it. But I can tell you, he's a faithful God, and he'll not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Come to him. Bring your struggle to him. That addiction that you may be going through right now, that habit that's grabbed hold of your life that you're facing right now, that need that you have, don't you know that God is the one that can provide for you? He says, come unto me. I want to give you my rest. I want to give you my peace. I want to give you my joy. And if you come to him, take his yoke upon you. In other words, don't just give up on life and stop doing anything. Get under that yoke of the Lord. He said, I'll pull the load, but you walk with me. You walk beside me, and I'll show you the way through life and how I can give you great success. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we make it through our struggle. Yes, rather than saying the struggle is real, I'm confessing God is real because he's real in my soul. If you've never received Christ, if you've never prayed a prayer to ask him to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior, why don't you do it right now? Right in your home, right where you are. Just ask him. He'll forgive your sin. He'll wash them all away, and he'll make you a new creature. This is Pastor William Coleman, the Crossroad Baptist Church. We'll see you next week online. God bless you until then.